we're going to pray together. I'm going to read a scripture, the scriptures, while you're standing. I'm going to give you the subject while you're standing. Then I'm going to give you the prophecy over the subject while you're standing. And then we'll sit and we'll begin to go to work, all right? All right, so the first thing we're going to do is catch hand, pray for your loved one, somebody you're trying to get saved. I told you I was praying for a nephew and his family. And you just pray for who you have to pray, and you know how we're praying. We're praying, and pray out loud, say something. Pray for the person hand you're holding, and our new family we got here. We pray for them, and they're here tonight. Thank you so much. They came in to join the fellowship on Sunday. Father, we thank you. We're praying for our loved ones. We're praying for men to be saved and women to be saved. We're praying for an anointing to be on this ministry to tell people about Jesus. We pray for our loved ones that are not in Christ, our loved ones that are not in the family of God, that they will come. Open their eyes. Send somebody across their pathway. We pray for Darrow, this city. And we pray for the cities that are represented here tonight, the cities and the parishes that are represented, that the Lord Jesus will become Lord over all those areas. We thank you so much tonight that you let us be together and be under your word. And we know you're going to speak to us clearly. And we thank you so much, and we praise your name tonight. And Father, we just thank you that your word is in my heart. And your word is on my mind. Your word is in my soul. And it'll come out over my lip properly, that men and women all over the world, even in this sanctuary and all over the world, may understand what the Lord is doing at this time. Thank you for every person here. Thank you for healing, flowing through one hand to another hand. Thank you, no sickness, no disease can stay in this place. As we come together in harmony, we create harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, that each person, hand we holding, have the best of everything. Thank you for love for one another. This church must be wrapped with your love, and we thank you for it. Now open your word to us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, grab your Bible. Turn to the fourth chapter of Romans. I'm going to go a little slow. I'm going to not try to give you so much information. In Romans chapter 4, verse 13. Every time you see the word promise, if you can underline it in your Bible, it'll be good. Because it'll stick with you more what we're going to deal with. In Romans chapter 4, verse 13. I'll start reading from verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and here the word promise come again, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where there's no law is, there's no transgression. Verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, and the word is again, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. I will skip to verse 20 now. Skip to verse 20. And I have two other scriptures to add to it. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now you can see faith and promise dancing, right? You can see him holding hands, right? Okay, all right, all right. And the 21st verse is a powerful verse. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. You're seeing that, right? All right, turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter, I told you I have a prophecy for you for this special message. But in 2 Peter, first chapter. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter, the first chapter, and the fourth verse. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious, that is again, promises. Everybody say promises.
Promises.
Say it again.
Promises.
I'll give you a lot of definition of promises tonight. That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Partakers and partaking and escaping. Partakers, partaking. He's talking about the divine nature, but he's talking about whatever the divine nature consists of.
Yes,
all right, you got that? So partaking and escaping. There's a lot of stuff that you can partake of. It's a lot of stuff you can escape if you understand what we're ministering tonight. One more verse now. The other verse is in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them. Good God Almighty. And embrace them and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. The subject we're going to deal with is knowing how to stand on the promises of God. Knowing how to stand on the promises of God. We're going to define promises. We're going to a whole lot of things God's going to show us. And this prophecy will help you. I'll read it slowly. I didn't know it was a prophecy. I thought I was still taking notes for the outline. And then all of a sudden, I knew it was a prophetic word. By not recognizing nor realizing the realization of promises through revelation, faith and grace are hindered from taking us places that are designed in the Spirit for us. You didn't hear it. Let me give it again. You didn't hear it. Thus saith the Lord. But by not recognizing nor realizing the realization of promises through revelation, faith, and grace are hindered from taking us places that are designed in the Spirit for us. The promises, he says, mark the finish line. And faith and grace carry you there while others can't see it. Promises, listen, are pioneering factors that confer blessing on you that are in the making. But you know that they're already yours before they arrive where you are in manifestation or demonstration.
Hallelujah.
It's how powerful promises are. Okay. Tonight, listen, please. Tonight, you're about to shed every dark area in your life. The promises by faith and grace are about to turn the light and life of hope on. The substance, thus saith the Lord, the substance, the evidence are in the promises shouting. Keep standing. Keep standing. Keep standing. No more drifting. There's a shifting and a lifting in all the affairs in your life. Give the Lord praise. Now you may be seated. Now you may be seated. Knowing how to stand on the promises of God. Say that with me. Knowing Let me give you some definition of promise, which I think is great and grand. Webster defined promise as ground for expectation and success. No, ground for expectation of success or improvement. You're going to have to get these definitions, because when I stop ministering from the word, you're going to have to be with me. Promise means ground for expectation of success or improvement. So if your life looks like it's shaggy somewhere, you get a promise and it'll dress it up. If you understand how important promises are. Another definition is, promise is to engage to do, bring about, or provide. To engage to do, bring about, or provide. We're talking about promise now. You understand that? Huh? Y'all not excited enough for me. I mean, that's a good definition. To engage to do, bring about, or provide. Well, let me get the next one. You might get that. To give ground for expectation. To give ground for expectation. And I wrote a note, spiritual, supernatural, miracle-carrying promises. Spiritual. When I was writing these Webster dictionary, he told me that. Spiritual, super, say, well, Webster don't know this. Spiritual, supernatural, miracle-carrying promises. Just think about it now. Think about, well, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but think about some of the things you're dealing with and what this series of lessons going to do for you. Knowing how to stand on the promises of God. Furthermore, I want you to understand promise real clear. A promise is the declaration of some benefits to be conferred upon.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Or a promise, especially, man, is a divine assurance of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. One more time. To announce. A promise to promise is to announce that one is about to do or furnish something. One is about to do or furnish something. Go back to, let's go back to Hebrews 11, 13 first. And I preach it the way the Lord won't do it. Hebrews 11, 13, that's where we left off at, right? Now, notice what this text says, because we have to apply this text in its overall capabilities. Did you get that?
Yes.
See, you have to know how to apply the scripture in its overall capability. You can't set the scripture in one place, because scriptures carry a connotation of pregnancy, and they can function in a variety of manifestation.
Amen.
In other words, you just hold it with Abraham in that situation, it's not going to benefit you as much as if you could let the Holy Spirit show you some perspective in your life.
Amen.
See, isn't that, the scripture is no good if it's just talking about other people.
Amen.
Now, so I want you to hear this. Now, I want you to see an opening here that the Lord is opening for you. These all died in faith. Now, just to give you a little glimpse, I'll go further away, but just to give you a little glimpse, when I read in meditation about dying in faith, I didn't just correlate with them dying physically. I correlate with me dying so I'd be able to use faith. Let me prove it. Go to Galatians 2:20. Let me prove it. Let's prove this, because this is what you got to do with scripture, to correlate in the spirit and to receive the benefits. You got to know how to let the scripture live now. Mm-hmm. Now live in scripture. Are you following me? And she says, so I'm crucified with Christ, and yet I die. Yes. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, notice what he said. I live what? I thought you said he was dead. You see the point? Yeah, because you naturally, everybody say naturally.
Naturally,
you cannot function in the spirit. Naturally, you cannot cause scriptures to manifest in your life. Not naturally. But spiritually, you can. See, you won't live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then look what it said in the next verse. I will not frustrate the grace of God. That faith, grace, there again, showing you how you have to function. You have to function in faith and you have to function by grace. That's the way you were saved. So let me read it now. Now you got an insight on that?
Yes, sir.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Now, I want to pull some things out of there. Number one, receiving the promise by faith. There's thousands of them in the Bible. Receiving the promises by faith is in this verse. It's in this verse. Secondly, seeing the promises by the eyes of faith. You can't naturally see spiritual things. So God will be talking to you a language, but you physically can't hear him or can't understand him. But if you know how to operate in faith, not only will you understand him, you'll see it. See, you'll see it. So, in this voice, this 13th voice, pregnant voice, say pregnant voice.
Pregnant.
Yeah, this voice have a lot of babies, more than triples in here. Receiving the promises by faith, secondly, is in them, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar. You see it? Seeing the promises with the eye of faith. Seeing the promises with the eye of faith. There go frustration. There go fear. There go failure. Faith run all them off. Now, being persuaded by the promise. Being persuaded. The promise is your persuasion. Being persuaded by the promise. You don't have no manifestation. You don't have no demonstration, but the promise is so pregnant in you that you have it by faith. You see it by faith and you persuade it either this is over or this has come. Whatever it is, if it's a problem, it's over. If it's a present, it has come. So you can't really explain it to everybody. They're not going to understand you. Because you're operating by faith. But this is the importance of knowing how to stand on the promises of God when you don't feel nothing, you don't see nothing naturally, nothing haven't changed, but you know. Because just like he did with Abraham. Abraham, man, 100-something years old, how in the world is going to happen? But he had the word of God on him. And he stuck with the promise. He was strong in faith toward the promise.
Yes.
He was fully persuaded
that
what God had promised, he's also able to perform. Now you can see a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, a lot of pressure leaving off your life because some things may not look right now, naturally. You've prayed, but it looked like it's not going to show up. But when you know how to stand on the promises, you can look at the promise until it's sure.
Amen.
And the promise means just as much to you as if when it manifests because you got God's word on it. Let me take it somewhere ahead of time. You got Isaiah 55:11. Turn there a minute. I'll take a little jump off, but I got other things to tell you out of that verse. Knowing the promises, receiving the promises by faith, seeing the promises with the eye of faith, being persuaded by the promises. See, promises, for lack of better word, promises are impregnated with God's word. You miss a good time to shout. If you look at Isaiah 55:11, promises are pregnant with God's word. The baby has to come. See, the promise means the baby is being created just for you. When that promise come alive and you grab that promise belongs to you. And it's impregnated with God's word, and God's word is alive to create, produce miracles, signs and wonders in your life. Look what it says about the word. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. All right. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. You see that? In the 21st verse of the 4th chapter of Romans, the man was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded. Look at the 21st verse. You need to look at it. Through a promise. This verse has come, being fully persuaded. Hallelujah. Go back to that 20th verse, because that's a part there. That we got to stop staggering. Stop wondering. He staggered not at the promise. What did he say? Well, write in your Bible. Underline that. He staggered not at the promise. No baby, nowhere around. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Unbelief. Don't let unbelief rob you of the promise. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. In other words, the promise ignited his faith, because the promise is impregnated with God's word. God's word cannot fail. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what I feel like. I don't care what my neighbor's saying. I don't care what television's saying. I don't care what the internet's saying. I don't care what this group's saying and that group's saying. I know. Promises. Look what the Holy Ghost told me just now. Promises are personal interviews with God about your situation. Write that down. Promises are personal interviews with God about your situation. Promises is letting God's internet be in charge. So he staggered not at the promise of God to unbelief, but was strong in faith. Notice here, giving glory to God. Now go to the next verse so I can get, because I got a lot of, and being fully persuaded. See, we saw that in Hebrews 11 and 13. And being fully persuaded. See, faith and grace brings the persuasion. That what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Now, I'll tell you something else to deal with. Very important. I don't have to perform it. See? Yeah, see, don't have to be calculation and calibration here, because I don't have to do it. I don't care how hard it looks. I don't care who never seen it. I got a revelation of a promise in my heart. I'm dancing on the promise. You can't see it. It's my promise. You think I ain't gonna make it? Keep watching. You see it? Now, I'm telling you now, we're on the premises, and the Lord told me to tell you this, and I missed to tell you. This actually is a maturing class. This will bring you to maturity so fast, because Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Paul, all of them operated this way. They stood on the promises of God. That's why I gave you the definition earlier. I'll probably give them over to you in another session, because you need to understand what they really are. It's things that God engaged for you. All right? Now, go back to Hebrews 11, 13. I got a few more things. Two grand words I want to emphasize. Anointing the promises in that one voice. Receive that 13 voice. Don't ask me what voice. Hebrews 11, 13. You know what I'm talking about. Receiving the promise by faith. Seeing the promises without. Now, y'all, this is workable. This is doable. Yeah, this is not theology. This is doable. It's not something for you to write and go put in the dresser. You got some things you need to work on. Now, being persuaded by the promises. Now, notice in that voice it says embracing. Everybody say embracing. You see that word?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Don't turn that promise loose. Romance that promise. Hold on to it. He said, you're embracing the promise of God. And then the next thing is confessing the promises against all odds. Confessing the promises against all odds. You can't see nothing physically, but you've got God's word on it. And I'm standing on the promises of God. Good God Almighty. Now, I'm gonna tell you something promises will do for you, and somebody about to shift right now. Living your life on earth knowing that you belong to another realm. So the status quo, or what science can do, what psychology can do, what the internet can do, what the iPad can do, is not where you stop.
Amen.
You're operating from a higher power, a higher manifestation, and God have given you a promise, and you're standing on that. And you're praising God for the results. In preparation and study, I heard the Spirit of God say to me, know this, that all the promises of God are anointed. So yokes and burden can't stand up before the promises of God. A promise won't let you wear a yoke. A promise will not let you carry a burden. The promise said, put it on my back. I'll carry a few more than you. You understand my language?
Yes,
see, you don't have to carry. Sure, you're going to come in a situation that will be burdensome. You're going to come in a situation that try to lock you down, but you do not have to carry it. You do not. Are you hearing me? You do not have to carry it. I receive your seed. You do not have to carry it. That's a $500 right there. I receive your seed. You do not have to carry it. Know this, all the promises of God are anointed. You see it on the board?
Yeah.
Write it down. God dug it. Know this, they're anointed.
Yes.
First John 2:20. First John 2:20. That's an unction. First John 2:27. My goodness.
Hallelujah.
My goodness. My goodness. Y'all gonna let him get it all, huh? Alright. He gonna get it. Y'all sit there and let him holler by himself. You better. Hold up, brother. Let me holler this time. You can holler nothing. What? You're not paying attention to me if you can't feel something leaving. I mean, just, what is it, been 27 minutes? Something should have happened to you by now. Information, revelation, and anointing. Coming at you all the time. And there are thousands upon thousands of promises in the Bible. So when you're reading, almost every time you read the Bible, you're reading a promise. And all this insight God giving you, how to mature, oh Lord, how to mature in promises. You heard that? How to mature in the promises of God. That's a good subject there. How to mature in the promises of God. That could have been the subject next, but how to stand on the promises of God. Now, I see what it is. Give me a minute. Now, this is something you have to watch out for, to avoid false teaching. Great emphasis must be laid on the Word of God.
Yes.
And the certainty of the fulfillment of the divine promises. I'm going to give you that again. Do y'all have that? That's number, because there's a lot of, that's number 2 in the back. Do you have that? To avoid false teaching. Great emphasis must be laid on the Word of God, and it got God with a small g, sorry God, and the certainty of the fulfillment of the divine promises. That is. So they got it with God. Go ahead, now go ahead and get that. Get that, because y'all ain't writing that fast. Some of y'all ain't writing at all. Typing, no writing. To avoid false teaching, great emphasis must be laid upon what?
The word
of God and what?
Certainty.
Certainty of fulfillment. Well, what? Certainty of fulfillment. I said certainty of fulfillment. Of the divine promises. See, these promises, it's not a man talking to you. It's God talking to you. Man can fail. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. You brought your shouting glory. God promises being fulfilled is not just about you. Because you're standing on God's promises. God don't want you to ever be able to point your finger in his face and call him a lie. Because he is told the truth. So if any pointing be done, notice what that 20th voice said. Notice what he said, until the glory of God by us. See, when we stand on a promise and let that promise manifest in our life, it gives glory to God. Now, go back to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. I want to go over this a moment. To set the stage for your success. Second Peter 1. You can do this. You can do this. Let's begin reading at the first verse, 2 Peter 1. Simon Peter, a servant. Notice he's a servant for you and an apostle. A servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained what? Underline that. Like precious faith. Now you're going to have like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Then he said in the second verse, let me just go on. Pour it. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. Oh, my goodness. And of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You see it? Go through knowledge again. Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Now look at verse 4. This is not powerful. I don't know what is. Whereby are given unto us. I mean, what is he seeing in great? Is this an adjective or something? What are they? Huh? Exceeding great and precious promises. And look what it said. Why? Look what it said. Why? Why give it to us? That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love. Partaking and escaping. Partaking and escaping. Partaking what is rightfully yours and escaping everything else. Because when you partake, he's talking about partaking the divine nature, you've done that. But you see, in that divine nature are partaking factors. Could God right. Say preach, Leroy. Yeah, preach. In that partaking of the divine nature are partaking factors.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or it make you, you ready?
Yes, sir.
A supernatural partaker.
Yes, sir.
It make you a miracle partaker.
Yes, sir.
If it take a miracle for you to partake, your faith and grace are causing it to happen. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
see, we're talking about the promises of God, we're talking about supernatural, we're talking about miracles, we're talking about manifestation, we're talking about demonstration, we're talking about creation. We're talking about making stuff, children. If it don't exist, I'll make it for you. You have to understand the dynamics of God. God will open a whole factory in a city just for you. Thousands of people involved. They don't even know why they're here, but it's just because you said you wanted something. God, I see some of y'all can't see that. Y'all can't see that. That's how big we're talking. We're not dealing with the five and dime story here. And we're really not eating that Piccadilly right now. It's a little more expensive than that. I really can't see you having no problem that didn't get answered. I can't see it. I don't know. Where were you? Where are you? Or who are you? If you can leave here sad, you just plumb silly. You wasn't listening. You were not listening. The Holy Ghost talking to you. The Holy Ghost, this your night. You're gonna shut all the dark doors in your life. And the light is on right now. Everything does not have to be going right. As long as you keep the promises in sight. The promise is the light. Yes. It was told how never to lose a fight. Y'all remember Cassie Clay? Huh? He used to call around, right? You know, his daughter never lost a fight. But one time, they say her nose was bleeding, her mouth was bleeding. The opponent had her nose bleeding, her mouth bleeding, and they thought she was going to lose. Now, listen very carefully. I heard this. And she won the fight, and they interviewed her after the fight, and they asked her, says, what you thinking about? How did... He said, I thought about my daddy. He never lose. How can I lose and my daddy never lost a battle? You can see that, can't you? Yeah, all she had to do is think about old Clay. Clay said, weave, girl. Don't give up. Punch her again. I heard a minister told that. I said, my God. Oh, my God in heaven. He never lost a battle. 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 He's my daddy. All I got to do is look at my daddy. He never lost a battle. Let's look at this verse again. Verse 4, whereby given unto us exceeding, say, Pastor, you ought to dress casual all the time. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. You know what I feel? You know what you want to shout? I feel like winning something. I feel like I got a winning anointing on me. I feel like I'm going to win everything tomorrow, everything Thursday, everything Friday. Stop looking at that situation. Look at your daddy. Oh, my goodness. Come on, let's try to get a little further. Hey! Don't start nothing up yet, boy. Don't y'all start nothing up in yet. Don't you start nothing up yet, boy. Don't start nothing. Don't start. Don't start nothing up in here. I got something I'm gonna deal with right now. I got my word on it. Shh. Tell three people I'm not planning on losing no more battle. I'm gonna ride the promises of God. I'm not planning on losing no more battle. I'm going to trust the promises of God. He promised never to leave me, nor to forsake me. Let me try to get you a little farther before I close. I'm going to close. Hallelujah. 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 That point next to you, what's wrong with why you not moving? Ain't nothing happening to you. Why you not moving? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe that's all you can take tonight. I tried three times to go back, sell them down. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
It's like trying to put fuel in a full tank here. Somebody said my cup run is over. Write in your notes. I can't eat no more. Y'all. Write in your note, promise pregnancy. Yeah, I think y'all got pregnant with promises. And then you just search in the Bible, you're gonna see many of them. They're all over the Bible. Genesis to Revelation. And I promise you I'm gonna train you some more in this. I didn't get far tonight. I got a lot of stuff to give you. And but I know when the glory has manifested, and I know when you've got blessed. I believe many people got blessed in here tonight. What? Huh? It don't have to look right. It don't have to feel right. But I feel pretty good right now. That's it, brother. That's it. That's it right there. Wait on, get it, man. Get it. 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 Wait on, get it. Get it. Get it. I believe in getting it. Get it. My goodness. My goodness. Glory. What you say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help the God. Help the God. Hallelujah! How many online? You watching by line. How many online? I hope you can experience what we're experiencing in here. You better say something for yourself. You better say something in here. Why? You better say something in here. Ooh, glory to God. Ooh, glory, glory. Glory. I might wear this same outfit Sunday. Glory to God. Is there anyone here who believes this church is your church home? Step out. Don't be afraid. That's really expensive feeding you got tonight. Step out. Step out if you believe that God is leading you. Oh yeah, you're going to have to separate from some people, but obey the Spirit of God. Huh? You're backslider, you need to get right with God? Come on. You need Jesus? Come on. Come on. There's going to be the time going to come, more going to come on Wednesday than Sunday. What we doing, 50 people? 50 people got saved in a week and a half? Do you know what's about to start happening here? I got faith, but every now and then I like him to stir up and touch me. Like, you know, if you in here and you didn't feel no stirring, I'm calling you to the altar. Oh my God, it's still in here. It's still in here. It's still in here. I say it's still in here. It's still in here. It's still in here. It's a present. It's still in here. It's still in here. I don't know. You don't know how many things we're solving here tonight. Years of anxiety was moving here tonight. Yes, ma'am. Years of anxiety. Help her. Years of anxiety. And I'll never fight a testimony. You've got a testimony. Because they said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. She had an experience. Let her tell her experience.
Saturday, I started having problems with my left eye. And I started having a lot of pressure. And it was almost like it was so hard to just open them just to see. So
come up here, let me help up. Go ahead.
I just kept going and kept pressing. And something was trying to stop me from coming tonight. But I said, no, I'm going. And just by coming, my word was in Apostle's mouth. He said, you're fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is well able to perform.
She got it.
So, I didn't even sing tonight because I was under so much pressure in that eye. But I said, I'm not going to let nothing stop me. I'm going to praise anyway. And it was hurting. My head was hurting and everything, but I still kept. I pressed through. And I was sitting there a few minutes ago, and God said, go plant in your man of God, because your word was in his mouth. So,
how's your eye now?
My eye feels so much better. I started praising, and it just went. It just feels so much better.
She got a manifestation. That's a manifestation.
And sometimes it's just in your praise. It's in your praise. So I thank God for my man of God, I thank God for Apostle, I thank God for my church family, because if I didn't come tonight, I wouldn't be standing here saying this and believing and trusting that God is so good. He's well able to perform it, y'all. He's well able. Just believe it, have faith for it.
So your eyes is hurting and heavy. But you don't feel it now.
I don't feel anything. The pressure is gone.
It's gone? It's gone?
The pressure is gone.
Pressure gone. Come on, let's praise God. Now you will. You will see a whole lot more of this. And if it's a real testimony, it'll give God the glory. My God. My God. Sit down if you can, get the envelope, you got to give.